Greetings. We are on the news line now with Kevin Smith, an assistant construction engineer with PennDOT District 3O. You will remember Northumberland had a big project in the past 4 years, and we would occasionally speak to Ted Deptula. Well, Kevin is one of his counterparts, one of his peers, so they have the same position within the office. He is an engineer that is helping to oversee and oversee the people who are making sure that a Bloomsburg project happens satisfactorily. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. You're welcome.
I do appreciate that. Give us some sort of a sense of the scope of the Bloomsburg project that is underway right now.
Basically going to be reconstructing the existing pavement from Susquehanna River Bridge along Ferry Road, Poplar Street, and East Street. Project will includes new curbing, new sidewalk, new ADA curb ramps, drainage improvements, upgraded traffic signals, 5th, 6th, and 7th Street, and streetscape lighting, tree planting, as well as SR 11 Columbia Boulevard from 6th Street to Park Street, and will be milled and resurfaced.
Basically, this project goes from the Susquehanna River Bridge, the East Street Bridge, toward Town Hall in Bloomsburg?
Correct. Yeah, it goes from the River Bridge to the Town Hall on Main Street.
Why is this project being undertaken?
Basically, the existing roadway is beyond its life expectancy and needed upgraded. So that's the main purpose of the project. And then there was also tree planting that was included in that was part of the project that Tom was going to endure. So it made sense to combine that project with this one as well.
Right, you have done all kinds of outreach and information for folks in and around the Columbia County area, and you have had digital signs up for a while. Explain the kind of outreach and information that you've done to spread the word about this big project.
Okay, well, we had a public meeting here in March. We've had meetings ongoing with the town of Bloomsburg and our other business partners. And we also have bi-weekly meetings with the town to go over what's coming up and any concerns or issues that are ongoing with the project.
Well, and some of the outreach started last year. I do recall that Maggie Baker from Williamsport or Montoursville would send us information that some of the upcoming public meetings were happening. What happened last year?
Last year we did start some of the project, put some press releases out as far as preliminary work. Tree trimming got completed and utilities are out doing the utility upgrades, so the road was available for when we started this year.
So folks are traveling on Main Street in Bloomsburg. That's the main commercial thoroughfare through town, which also has Route 11 on it. By the time you get to Town Hall and get to head towards either the continuation of Route 11 or East Street, you'll see that the construction is underway and detours are underway. So kind of walk us through the detours and the signage and what folks are experiencing.
If you're coming in through town on Main Street, going down East Street, when you get to East 6th Street and Columbia Boulevard, you cannot go straight through what's called Poplar Street, Ferry Road, or SR 47. You would either go to Columbia Boulevard and you won't be able to turn right on East 6th Street. East 6th Street is turned into a one-way road. The detour for the cars utilizes Fort McClure Boulevard, Market Street, and East 6th Street. And then the truck detour route for this year will work utilizes Fort McClure Boulevard, Market Street, Main Street, and East Street. So if you're coming the other way from Catawissa, after you cross the Susquehanna River Bridge, you won't be able to go straight through all the way down to town. Currently, we're closed at Columbia Boulevard and the railroad tracks. When you come off the bridge, you would make a left at the temporary signal we installed, go down Fort McClure Boulevard, go down Market Street, and then turn down at East 6th Street if you're in a car. If you're in a truck, you would go down make a left at the temporary signal as you cross the Susquehanna River Bridge, make a left on Fort McClure Boulevard, go down Market Street, and all the way down to Main Street, make a right there, and down by Town Hall and make a right in East Street, and I'll take you back around to Columbia Boulevard.
All right, and all of these are plainly marked, and these are detours that were really have been talked about the whole time the project's being planned?
Correct, and we did put them out in the press release, and they're also found on our website and the town's website as well.
And how has this been going so far? Some of the detours are already underway, so explain how the traffic's been flowing. It looks pretty good at 7:30 in the morning on Google traffic, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good to know. Well, the current detour here was implemented Tuesday, April 27th. So far, so good. Happy the way things are going so far.
All right, so it doesn't seem to have caused too many dilemmas. There'll be different phases of this project in general. Walk us through some of the phases.
The phases that are going to be completed this year basically will be five phases. Start at Columbia Boulevard, that's phase five. And then we jump back down to the River Bridge. And phase one goes from the River Bridge along Ferry Road and works its way back toward town. So phase five, currently the one we're working on now, and then we'll go phase one, two, three, and four, and tie back into five around Poplar Street, East 8th Street.
Have you taken any special steps to make sure that people can do things they need to this year in Bloomsburg, like accommodate fair traffic or parades or other shows at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, so we had in the contract to do phase five, which we're currently working on first, to be away from Columbia Boulevard and the heavier traffic area along SR 11. And then for like the parades, most of the parades are in November, December, and we plan on being done before the parades are in place.
How do you get to a business on East Street?
So basically, it's going to be the same as you would get to the businesses now. I don't anticipate too many issues, or if any, this year on East Street. Pretty much the work will be on Poplar Street / Ferry Road into 487. So when East Street's constructed, which will be next year, we do have in there the business and driveway access need to be coordinated via the contractor. So they'll work with the property owners prior to being in the sections in front of their businesses to ensure there's access there.